Good evening, everybody. I am Bobo Piquet. I have the, well, honor to tell you that the actual speaker is not here today, and we are missing him. And I do not feel that able to represent the demo scene in itself. I can tell you a little bit about the demo scene because, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 months ago, I became part of itself and can tell you how to make this experience. And also, I'm playing with Game Boys and doing chiptune on Game Boys for 5 years now.
Hello.
And, yeah, I know you. You do that too.
Sorry.
Yes.
We have a little problem. Since we wanted to stream now and the streaming was not ready yet, we should maybe make a little restart.
Yeah, well, okay, once again.
I come to you and...
Sure.
Then I can tell the bad news and stuff.
Oh, okay, yeah, well...
Then you can blame me instead of the speaker, yeah. So...
Bobo Picker.
Welcome to the evening program of the Nord X stage. For all of you who are expecting now a story of the demo scene, I have bad news. Our speaker is missing. Luckily, we have spontaneously convinced our following speaker to extend his program and also tell a little bit what he knows about demo scene. So, please welcome with me him on stage. And. And enjoy a little story and a lot of Game Boy music.
Thank you. okay, here we go again. So my name is Bobo Piquet. I am part of the Nord X cluster and stage. I've been part of the Chaos family, I think, now for something about 12 or 13 years. I recently became a member of the demo scene when I met people at the Gulasch Programmiernacht, the GPN. And I've been tinkering around and looking for demos, I don't know, for maybe 10 to 15 years now. Because like every young person, I didn't have that much money, but I like the intros of the cracked copies of computer games. And I especially love the music and the chiptune that you got on key generators or editors. I can now tell you a little bit of what I know about the demo scene, but I'm not prepared at all. So please don't kill me if I got any dates or that wrong. I won't name any dates, but I'll tell you as much about the demo scene as I know. I think it started. And I might be already wrong there. When people started trading software offline, like on the schoolyard, there were computer programs that had like basic copy protection, and people tried to circumvent them and get software for free or a little bit cheaper as they were, and. There was already a lot of skill involved to circumvent those, and those people then started to make a little bit of advertisement for their BBSs, like their trading platforms that they had. But a lot of sharing was also done offline, and there were copying parties where you could meet and then trade your disks and exchange software. Like the Pirate Bay, but offline. And because cracking is not enough, you had to somehow advertise that you were part of a group and that you were somehow specially skilled, and you tried to squeeze in a little program in front of the main program to advertise your group, either with a nice picture or graphic, or even a small video. And that's what we now know basically as a demo. So demo for demonstration, but demonstrating skills with computers. And this became, well, even more advanced over the years. And then groups started to invent new techniques and showing off skills on limited hardware, because probably a few of you know, like the Amiga and the C64. They have very little RAM compared to everything we hold today in our hands, and very little graphic capabilities. But people managed to render 3D effects on those machines, and they were never intended to do that. And they abused the sound chips and tried multiplexing and everything on those old machines. And when I see demos, for me, I recently started learning how to program, but when you see or look at that code, it's still magic. It's really like squeezing together super small code, or nowadays there are competitions. I'm jumping around in the topic, but I hope you can follow. There are competitions where you just try to get the maximum out of your newest graphic card, and if you have a graphic card that's one generation before, the demo will stutter because it's so demanding on the hardware. That's why I don't have the stickers with me, but we will have a demo party here today. So this talk was meant to make a little bit of advertising or advertisement for this. And you will experience and see yourself, or you might see yourself, what is meant with that. So I'm just jumping back. So there were demos and demo parties where hackers or crackers met from different groups and just came together, like 100 or 50 people, or maybe even 20. And started to share their skills and project on big screens, old computers, and have super gigantic sound setups and speakers, and enjoy the bass that a SID chip can probably do. From there, from the cracking, it started that there were people that were only interested in doing the demos and not the cracking itself. So the scene separated a little bit, and there were, before it was totally illegal, and being part of a group meant, hey, you were a cracker and you could maybe fear punishment from law enforcement. The RD people that like to do art, changed or became, I don't know the English word, but a separate part of the group that was just meant to be there for the art and demo making. So there was a legal and an illegal part of the scene groups. Nowadays, there are groups that are totally just there to write demos and not to crack computer software. So you have the legal and the illegal and underground and like you know what I mean. These groups try to compete on these demo parties. There are two major systems on demo parties, and a demo party is organized. It's the first time that I'm part of the organization of that, so I will tell you how it ran. There were like three or four people who said, hey, we want a demo party on camp. Do you want to be part of it? And I was like, I'm sorry, I'm not qualified to do that. But you write music and you can do the revision for the music and the pre-entries. And I said, if that's my only job, fine, I will do it. It wasn't my only job. The organization takes part on the internet because we were separated around the globe. And then someone writes an introduction or a demo, like an invitation. Invitation demos are meant for parties. And on those parties, they get released by some group, and they do an invite and invite other hackers and coders to their party. The biggest party that takes place that I know of here in Europe is the revision party, which is always at Eastern when the Easter hack is happening. So some of us have to decide either Easter hack or revision, or you drive and take both. But there are 1,000 people meeting in one big hall, and it's a lot of tables, a lot of computers. It's like every little hack center you see here, but 1,000 times bigger. And they have one huge screen with one 4K projector in super amazing sound system. And they meet there and write demos, or finish their demos, because writing a demo takes time, and most of them keep writing and exploring what can be done, like a year before, or maybe even 2 years they are in production. But as always, it's a little bit like chaos. Everything gets finished just in time. Just like this talk, which is happening right now. So yes, there are strict rules, and those rules get published on the competition's homepage, and then you have to register a nick, and then you need a vote key. In times of Woohoo, there's a voting system called Woohoo that I've heard of first time like 3 days ago. And you get your voting key and can register and then upload your demo. And you have to stay in very strict limits. Like for music, it's, hey, it has to be in at least 192 kilobits. It has to be no longer than 5 minutes. And you need a name. That's pretty easy and straightforward. But then there are computer demos, like for 4K. It has to be executable, run on the latest NVIDIA driver, and it's not allowed to be more than 4,096 kilobytes, so 4 kilobytes. And I think there's also a size, like a length limit, because you can write code that loops, and you don't want to troll people and like show them a 10-minute or 20-hour loop and say, hey, that's my demo, it's still running, please don't interrupt. That happens. There are shitpost entries every time, and there's one famous group for it called PooBrain, and they do funny... If anyone from PooBrain is here, I want to meet you, you're funny as hell. I like your demos. Yeah, and then you have to entry then. There's a really strict deadline. I tried to submit 2 entries to revision 2 times after the deadline was done, and they have no heart for people who cannot hit deadlines, unfortunately. But you submit your demo, the deadline is set, and after that the whole crew of the demo party comes together and they review all the entries there are, because sometimes you have to do a preview of everything, because there's so much stuff that gets sent in and has to be decided on what to show. And then on the Saturday, mostly it goes for 3 days, and the deadline is on Friday, and on Saturday there's the showing and reviewing process. On revision, it's also on Friday evening already, so the deadlines are a few days early. And then you sit together, grab a beer, take whatever you want, and then have fun watching visuals and enjoying the sound and having a big party all together. One funny competition that I really love is the wild competition. Wild means everything goes. Like you can, I don't know, hack your coffee machine that has a display, and if it runs funny graphics and maybe even brews coffee with a distinct pattern that makes some beat, that would be a very wild demo, and you could show it and probably win a prize. But there's basically no limit on what you can do and what you want to show. One recent trend that did not get grabbed by the revision is that they are coming AI demos. So there will be competitions where we try to, I don't know, tell ChatGPT to write a funny picture or a joke or music or whatever. But those will be marked and have to be like in their own category because it's not fair to just smash in some words and that the AI do the rest or work for you. But you can also get very creative and you can like let AIs talk to each other and I don't know, compose new pictures out of other AI pictures. So it can be fun. I will spoiler, there was only one AI entry, so the winner of the AI competition will be pretty clear tomorrow. But yeah, that's becoming a trend and a thing in the other demos. What really is left is old computers, so 64K, never mind, sorry, Commodore 64 and Amiga are well known there and are the favorite machines. And there still are people that like to code on those old machines and generate graphics and stories, and also the storytelling becomes more important over the years. There are cinematic effects and everything, and you get crop pictures in 29:9, like CineScreen videos shown, and everything runs on old hardware, and they are basically part of every bigger demo scene competition there is. Okay, anything else I can tell you? I don't know. Do you have any questions so far? Because I think that's it for the basic. Yes, sir. The demo party will take place tomorrow evening here at this stage at 9 o'clock. It will probably last for 2 hours if we run smoothly. There is a badge competition, so if you have a badge, just program something funny for it and let it blink and animate stuff. We're still looking forward for entries there. And we have a document camera so that we can show it on the big screen. We will probably have... that's what I try to talk to the technicians. We will have a bigger screen and let down the wall so we have a much bigger screen, because for demos it's nice to have it big and huge, and it can be fun on this, but on the whole truck would be awesome. NRG, maybe we will try it out. That's it so far. I'm sorry that I'm short, but I wasn't prepared at all. That's everything I knew from heart. Yes. Thank you. There was one question left. Sorry? Right now it's running on real hardware. What we are we asked for this demo party, we have one beefy computer that runs the executable demos on real hardware, because that's the real deal. The old school stuff had to be recorded because we couldn't manage to bring even an Amiga and a Commodore, and then that's the really hard part, make it run on a big new projector and capture it so that HDMI just makes it look good. That's a really tough thing to do, but I know that even bigger demo parties also do pre-recording of the old stuff, because the challenge is there, and you don't get CRTs that big. To make selfless plug, this is a Nintendo DS that plays a Game Boy Advance cartridge called Nanoloop, and it's normally for a Game Boy Advance, but the NDS Lite has a small port still left underneath it, where you can play on the top port DS games, and on the bottom board you have GBA. I use this one because it has much better sound output. it has a backlight and a battery that I can load. And they only cost like $20 to $30 on eBay, which makes them the, I would say, cheapest synthesizers that you can get, pretty much. I know that the older ones, there's also a nano loop for the old one. It's a 16-step looper. It has 4 channels, and it gives you a lot of place to be creative. Oh, my card is glitching. That's fun. That also happens when you play with Game Boys. But there's also a second software which is pretty popular. It's called LSDJ, and we do have one LSDJ DJ sitting here in the front row, and he's also doing workshops, which are great. For me, I visited the workshop, I tinkered around for 45 minutes, and then I managed to delete everything I wrote in those 45 minutes. It was super unfortunate, but it gave me, it made me more comfortable in using NanoLoop and keep proceeding that route. But still, thank you very much for doing the workshops. It's an honor having you here. Okay, that was all the talking. I will now proceed and play a little bit of my set and NanoLoop. And if you would like to stay, I would love to see and hear you. The thing is, it's not a sitting concert. So you can keep seated, but I would love if you would just stand up, grab the chairs, move them to the side, and enjoy the dance. Okay, thank you very much. Let's go.